four performers. Next up is Jane Fallon. I'll say a couple words about her before. Then Betsy Binstock, then Peter Norndorfer, and then Mary Pratt. And so our next performer, Jane Fallon. Well, she's going all across the country, West Coast, Southwest, all over, winning prizes, getting song contests, all sorts of stuff like that. We're all going to be able to say we knew her when. And we're all going to be able to say, let's put October the 1st on our calendar because Jane will be the feature that night right here at Nourish. And now, pretty lady with a beautiful voice, Jane Fallon.
Test got me. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to do something kind of subdued tonight because of Memorial Week. Started on Monday and goes until the real day, which is Friday. And my brother-in-law was a vet, Vietnam vet, and he died at 59 from cancer. And Agent Orange was a large contributor to that, and he hated the Army. And he told my sister when he knew he was dying, if they come to your door with a folded flag, spit in their face and give it back to them. So when one of his children decided to go into the Army, he wasn't very happy, and I felt I should explain, and I wrote this song.
The nightmares don't come often anymore. I don't wake up to cold sweats every night. But I cannot forget the horrors that I met. Every murky Mekong Delta morning light. I know that you'll do fine at Fort Jackson. You're strong and you're smart and you're tough. But why can't you see what you're doing's done to me? I have had enough. The war machine that feeds on greed and serves up senseless slaughter took away my care for you. Now they want my daughter. Left you on the sidewalk at the airport. Dropped your bag, slammed the door and drove away. And I know that you were hurt and you were angry. And I'm sorry for the things I couldn't say. I know that I should sit there by the window, wave as the plane taxis away. But I'd put that uniform back on, though it might bleed me dry, if I could only make you stay. The jaws of war that lurk beneath the depths of hatred's waters took away my care for you. Now they want my daughter. They stole years from my life, they blew my soul apart, they ate away my peace of mind, now they want my heart. Now they want my daughter. I fed you and I clothed you and I worked the daily grind to show you that I loved you, never meant to be unkind. But you don't understand, I can see it in your eyes, why I cannot take your hand and wave a fond goodbye. It's just I'm so damned angry, partially at you, but mostly at this wicked world and the things it wants to do. Do they have so many bombs and guns they can kill and maim all our sons? that they also need my lovely one. Must they take my daughter?
Thank you.
Thank you, Jane, for that very poignant song.